Thank you for calling Black & White Communications. We now offer webinars to enhance your audio conferencing. To learn more about this pro-
Hey there, DG family. This is Andrea Wiley. I'll be your, I guess, mentor host tonight. We'll get started in about 10 minutes. I want to give everybody a chance to get on the call. But if you'd like to introduce yourself, your name, and where you're calling from before we get started, that'd be great. Hey, Dean Graziosi family. This is Andrea Wiley calling you from Denver, Colorado. I'll be your mentor host for this evening. We'll get started in about 5 or 6 minutes. I just want to give everybody a chance to get on tonight's call. In the meantime, if you'd like to state your name and where you're calling from, that'd be great. Hey, Dean Graziosi family. It's Andrea Wiley calling from Denver, Colorado. We're going to get started in about 5 minutes or so. I want to give everybody a chance to get on tonight's call. In the meantime, if you'd like to state your name and where you're calling from, that'd be great. Hey, Dean Graziosi family. This is Andrea Wiley calling you from Denver, Colorado. I'll be your mentor host tonight. We're going to get started in just two or three minutes here. I just want to give everybody a chance to get on tonight's call. In the meantime, if you'd like to state your name and where you're calling from, that would be great. Hey, Dean Graziosi family. This is Andrea Wiley calling from Denver, Colorado. We're going to get started in just another 2 or 3 minutes. I want to give everybody a chance to get on tonight's call. In the meantime, if you'd like to state your name or where you're calling from, that'd be great. Hey, Dean Graziosi family. This is Andrea Wiley calling from Denver, Colorado. We're going to get started in just another minute or two. I just want to give everybody a chance to get on tonight's call. And again, if you'd like to state your name and where you're calling from while we wait, that'd be great. Otherwise, we'll get the ball rolling in about another minute or so. Hey, Dean Graziosi family. This is Andrea Wiley. We're going to get started in just another minute or two. I want to give everybody a chance to get on tonight's call. In the meantime, if you'd like to state your name and where you're calling from, that'd be great. All right, well, it is the top of the hour, so I want to respect your guys' time. I know some of you guys are out on the East Coast, and it is 9 o'clock there, so I appreciate you tuning in to listen. The focus of tonight's call is really goal planning and how to make real estate investing a part of your life. So what I'm going to do, since tonight's kind of the first night of the series of my five calls, I'll probably talk to you for about I'd say about maybe a half hour or so, and then I'll open up the line so we can have some questions at the end. So right now I'm going to put everybody on mute to make sure there's no background noise. And with that being said, like I said, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, my life and the life of a real estate investor. If you do have questions, try to write them down on a note, and then like I said, we'll make sure that we have time at the end to answer questions. So now that I am a real estate investor, what does my life look like? Well, so today's Monday. I guess I'll just start with what my typical Monday is or what my day-to-day look like. I got up early today just like I would if I was going to a normal everyday job. And I spent about 4 hours this morning just working on my real estate business. I followed up with both my buyers and bird dogs just to see how their weekends went and what they had going on. I did some research on some recent vacant properties that we found. Last night, our little family took a walk through a different neighborhood. We drove over kind of across town to a different area of town and just kind of walked through that neighborhood. And when we were out walking around, I wrote down some addresses of properties that looked as though they're vacant, you know, mail piling up, newspapers piling up, yards in disrepair, things like that. So I did a little research on that this morning. And then I also made some contact calls to some people in St. Louis. Our focus there is we're always talking about expanding markets. We're kind of just doing hit or miss wholesale deals here or there in the past. Now we're trying to just grow our markets. But we have a handful of markets that we're actually real estate investing in. Again, just to try to get there faster. So that's what we've been working on. And then pretty much I took the rest of the day off until my call tonight. My little boy is starting school next Monday, so today we had to go see Smurfs. I mean, heaven forbid he go back to school and not seeing the latest movies out. So we saw Smurfs today, and then he had swimming lessons, and we got dinner ready for our family, and now I'm on the call with you guys. And so that being said, really, making real estate a part of your life is, for me, is doing it every day. It's finding the time in your life to make real estate a part of who you are. And so I kind of wanted to start out the call with talking about some key pluses for this side of the business, are good organizational skills and discipline. Well, discipline is not exactly one of my strong suits. When it comes to organizational skills, I'm pretty good at that. So much of the fact that, honestly, I could not do what I said I was going to do and then organize my next day so well that it seems like I had meant to do that. So, again, those are two keys to really getting things done in this business, is planning to do them and then actually following through and doing all the things you said you were going to do. People sometimes find it a little cheesy that we're going to talk about goals right off the bat, but I mean, it's such an important part to life in general, of being a successful individual, let alone the real estate investing business. I mean, so many people have made fortunes, the Zig Ziglars of the world, presenting on how to set goals and follow goals and evaluate goals and all that, that I think is something truly, truly important. If you don't know what it is that you're working towards. How do you know when you get there? So to me, goals are a very important part of the business. That being said, when I look at goals, I think of three key things that are very, very, very important of making goals happen. Number one, when you have a goal, write it down. Write it down somewhere that you can see it. In a planner, put it somewhere on your fridge, put it in your bathroom, on the mirror next to where you brush your teeth every day. Write down your goals. Because in all honesty, I mean, maybe it's just me, but whenever I have a goal, if I write it down and I refer back to it, it's a lot more firm of a goal opposed to if I just think, oh, yeah, it would be cool if. And then, you know, my mind over time can morph what that is. So it's harder to hold yourself accountable when it's not written down. Taking it a step further, tell people. Tell everyone. Tell someone. I like to always share the story that Randy Vaughn, another very successful student of Dean's, and I are fairly good friends, and so him and I like to remind each other of some of our bigger goals. My husband and I, my husband loves baseball, and I love Montana, and I want to retire back there someday, so I keep telling my husband that I'm going to buy him a baseball team. That's kind of our little retirement plan. And so Randy, whenever he sees me, he reminds me of that, and the same thing for him is he wants to be successful enough one day that he can actually buy his own private island. He doesn't have to keep the island. He just wants to throw one good party and just say, hey, I owned a private island. And so those are things that him and I remind each other of and help hold each other accountable every time we see each other. Along those lines, also, hold another thing that will help hold you accountable or remind you of why you're getting up every day is a visual aid. Whether, you know, the whole reason why you're doing this, the why, whether it's, you know, hey, I want to, you know, be more involved with my church and be able to do more mission things with going on trips and building school places, or I want to travel, so you have pictures of all the places you want to go to in the world, or so I just, you know, a picture of my kid right, you know, right by my light switch, so I realize that, okay, the reason why I'm working this hard is because I want to create a better life for him. So whatever it may be, create some sort of visual aid. And one visual aid that we used is when we first started getting involved with real estate with Dean, we had already tried real estate a different way and got ourselves in a world of hurt and a world of debt. And so what we did is we took a dry erase marker, you know, because they erase easily from mirrors, and put the dollar sign amount on our mirror in our bathroom of what we owed. And each time we did a deal and could pay off a chunk of that, we crossed it out and wrote the new dollar amount. And honestly, it was, number one, a huge motivator to say, okay, we still have a bunch to tackle. But at the same time, seeing the number drop down was a huge motivator that, oh, God, we really can do this, and we are doing this. So that was a huge, great thing for us. And along those lines, is whenever you are successful, whenever you do get close to accomplishing one of your goals here or there, whether it's paying off a chunk of debt, whether it's, you know, closing your first deal, whatever it is, really you need to find a way to celebrate your successes. And it doesn't mean taking an extravagant trip or anything like that. You know, maybe it's just going out as a family and having ice cream, you know, something inexpensive. Or, you know, anything that you can do as a family or with a partnership of some sort to celebrate your successes is going to be huge. It's going to be so important. Some other reasons, like when we talk about kind of like the visual aids, one great thing that you can do to kind of come up with the real why, the meat and potatoes of why you are doing this or why this is important to you to be successful, is using Dean's 7 Layers Deep exercise. He actually has a link to one of his videos on DeanGraciosi.com that walks through how to do that, but it's awesome. It's definitely a great way to really get to the heart of the matter as to why you are a real estate investor. And then other times it's just, you know, you're setting goals, which having a short-term goal. You know, hey, here's what I'm going to accomplish this week. Here's what I'm going to accomplish this month. And then here's where I see myself in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever that may be. And having some sort of vision for yourself is so important. One thing that I hammer back and forth when it comes to investing in real estate is planning. Set aside time to do whatever it is that you need to do. And what I say when it comes to planning is definitely, I think, a planner is a really, really important tool. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the fancy Franklin Covey planner, but some sort of tool that you use to set your tasks for each day, each week, et cetera. And some people, again, they're very techie. So, I mean, there's tons of programs and phones and things like that, calendar programs and all that that you can use. Whether it is a paper pencil planner that you use, whether it's a post-it notes that you consistently use and follow. I'm not going to say one system works better than the other, but use some sort of system to track your tasks. Some people are more visual, so a calendar is key. Getting a good calendar where you can mark down all of your different tasks that you're going to accomplish is key. And when I say writing down a task to accomplish, make sure you're writing something down that you can absolutely control. You know, especially I've been reading a lot of the 30 days to cash profits and stuff on DeanGraziosi.com. There's over 600 posts on there now, and it only started about 10 days ago, which is amazing to me and very cool. But a lot of people say, well, I made so many calls and I didn't get the right person. Well, then other people on the very first call found a great realtor. So it varies. So when I say write down tasks, if you're looking for a great real estate investor, friendly realtor, make sure that your tasks that you give yourself aren't to find the perfect realtor that day. Because in all reality, that could be beyond your control. But give yourself a task that, okay, I have an extra 20 minutes at lunch. During that 20 minutes at lunch, I'm going to set aside that time to call 5 realtors. Half those realtors may be awesome, half those realtors may be duds, but at least you did what you said you were going to do. You set aside some time to call realtors, and you did it. And again, that's something at the end of the day, whether they were great or not great, you can, you know, look yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, I did what I said I was going to do. And that's truly a key thing when it comes to being successful in this business, is doing what you said you're going to do. And that's key for any relationship you'd build with anybody. If you tell somebody you're going to call them back, call them back. If you say, I'm going to look up some information and email you, make sure you email them. Again, your reputation is going to be extremely important in a business like this. Other things to set the time aside for, to learn more, to learn new strategies, to read, grow your mind. I just actually spent the weekend with an individual that was learning some of Dean's strategies and stuff, and he saw his quote is living a green life. And he didn't necessarily mean like green, like environmentally savvy or healthy, which he also believed in. But if you're not growing, if you're not green and growing, you're dying. And so make sure it is that you're always growing yourself. Work time to build your power team. Focus maybe each week you're going to work on a different branch of your team. And then set time aside to return phone calls or make phone calls and return emails. If you don't set that time aside, I mean, we all know how it is. Life snowballs. You know, life just kind of happens. So if you're not setting that time aside to make yourself successful and to really forward your business, you're not going to get to where you want to be as quickly as possible. Make sure that you have yourself a place to work. Have some sort of, it doesn't have to be an office anywhere, but just an area of your home, your office, whatever it may be, that you can sit down, you can put your computer, you can have your phone, you can have your files and notes and things like that you've created. Make sure that you have a place to go that when you go there, you know it's time to get serious about your real estate business. So a comfortable place to work and keep all your information. And it's so funny, so many people are like, well, you know, because I always push really, really hard about, you know, doing something every day. And somebody's like, well, it's fine, I'm going to take the day off, but then tomorrow I'll do twice as much. And that may work for some people, but to me it kind of reminds me of, like, society today, you know, hey, I'm going to take this vacation and put it on the credit card, and then I'll pay it off for the next month or two. Wouldn't it be a better strategy to work twice as hard the day before you're going to take something off, and then again, it's like celebrating a reward of, okay, I got a bunch done yesterday that I deserve today off. I said, I'm going to take today off, and then I'm going to have to work twice as hard to make up for it. So the mindset is that, you know what, I'm willing to put in an extra hour or two on real estate today because tomorrow I want to go to the pool to celebrate some of the last nice days of summer and relax. That's fair enough. And along those lines, I always look at the, you know, when it comes to setting goals of what is your timeline for a goal, and I talked about how maybe you need to have a plan that I'm going to be at this stage in my life 1 year from now. And sometimes the way I look at that is that's awesome, as long as you're going to work hard every single day to get to that goal. And if you decide, you know what, I'm taking a week off just because I have to, because I'm stressed out, because I'm whatever, that's fine. Everybody needs mental health weeks. But realize that taking that week off probably just shifted your goal back another week, unless you find some way to make up that time. So every time that you think you need a day off, think about how you feel about moving your goals back by a week also.
The other thing that I say that really, really helps with planning and then also holding yourself accountable is getting a partner. Find somebody that you can be in this business with. And they don't necessarily have to be, you know, somebody who's going to do half the work or whatever that may be. Sometimes it's just the cheerleader. And honestly, if you don't have somebody in your immediate life right now that would serve as a good partner, I really recommend spending some time on DeanGraziosi.com. There's so many stories of people out there that have met each other via DeanGraziosi.com and became partners. Actually, one of the other mentors that will be doing the calls on Wednesday night is Carol Stinson. And her and I actually met via DeanGraziosi.com and have done a handful of deals together. Actually, the first three or four deals we did together, we actually did prior to ever even actually meeting in person. And it was just great to have a like-minded person out there to do some deals with. And the reason why I emphasize the partner is for a couple different reasons. One, when you have a rough day and you need somebody to cheerlead for you, that's awesome. Also, when you guys do have some success, you have somebody to celebrate with who actually truly knows what went into getting that done. And I always go back to it's kind of like having a buddy to do a diet plan with or to go to a gym with. If you're going to meet somebody at the gym at 6:30, you have a much better chance of getting out of bed and being at the gym at 6:30 because you don't want to leave them stranded. Whereas if it's just you planning to get up at 6:30, it's a heck of a lot easier to hit that snooze button. So getting a partner is a great way to hold yourself accountable. And it's great at the end of the day when I said, okay, I'm going to call those five realtors, that I can have that conversation with them. I can shoot them off an email. I can give them a phone call and just say, hey, I called five realtors. Three of them were potentially good. Let's see what they send me. And two of them were duds, but at least I did what I said I was going to do. How did you do today on the things that you were going to do? So that's really, really key, I think, having some good success in this and, you know, getting yourself through some of those discouraging moments. Another thing that would be really, really a good way to move yourself forward is the Dean, and when it comes to DeanGraziosi.com, is starting a journal. And when I got started in real estate under Dean's program, DeanGraziosi.com didn't even exist yet. So, but we try to, whenever we have successful deals and stuff, try to go out and share how things went step by step. But really go out there and report, you know, make it a journal that every day, at the end of every day or end of every week, whatever it may be, that you post what you've done that week. Let me tell you, it's going to be a huge motivator just because, you know, after you get a few followers and people cheerleading for you, you really do want to be the person that can go out there and say, this is what I accomplished this week. Isn't that awesome? And you know what? They'll be really excited for you. Additionally, when it comes to getting started and making real estate a true part of your life, a big important focus is your mindset. And getting yourself around that I truly, truly am a real estate investor. A great way that Chip and I did this when we were getting started was we pretty much told everyone that we're real estate investors. And we were like, hey, guess what? We're real estate investors. Barely knew what that meant yet. Chip had read the book. I hadn't even read the book. I'd visited the Real Estate Success Academy webpage, and that was about the extent of our knowledge. But you know what? One of the things that the Success Academy had taught us was that we needed to network, we needed to build a buyer's list, and we needed to market ourselves. And it was just awesome to, you know, be able to go out there and say, hey, we're real estate investors. And then it was funny just how just that attitude changed things. That people actually started coming up, you know, friends of ours saying, oh, we're actually in foreclosure. Can you help us? And that's how we did our first, very, very first deal within our first 30 days, was by just helping a friend out that was in a rough situation. We made $4,400. So that was huge. Again, just networking, telling everyone who you are. And then on those same lines of changing your mindset is eliminating some of the negative people from your life. And there's some negative people you can't eliminate, but you know, it was funny, I was actually reading an article the other day, and it said something like, are your girlfriends making you fat? And, you know, sometimes it's good to vent, but the problem is a lot of times people go on and on and on about not productive things. It's not just venting, it's let's take this issue and stew on it. And it's actually that kind of stress and negativity releases cortisol, which causes people to gain weight, which is kind of entertaining. But just from the mindset that, you know what, you need more positive people in your life, and you'll attract so much more positive energy. So that is really, really key to being successful, is changing that mindset. We actually have several people in our life that still think that real estate investing isn't the way to go, and that we've made some poor decisions that way, and you know, that we're not necessarily doing things the way that they think we should be doing, and their family and friends that have been in our life forever, that we can't exactly eliminate them. But you know what? When we're around them, we just don't talk about real estate anymore. We talk about kids, and we talk about what's going on with the Broncos this season, et cetera, et cetera. So just eliminating the negative people, because frankly, you know, the fact that you've made it this far, that you've, you know, gotten into the Rock Bottom Blueprint or got the Edge Home Study course, whatever it may be, you really already have taken a giant leap to improving your future and the opportunities that you could have, but don't let anybody else eliminate that for you. You know, there's all kinds of different things that people say along those lines, is that people can steal your dreams, so don't let that happen. To find more positive people, at least especially in the real estate world, again, I can't say enough about DeanGrassioc.com, but also get in touch with other investors. Go to the real estate investment clubs in your area. They're great ways to focus on real estate in a positive light. We also have the rule in our house that, you know, it's easy to say one word that we hate in our house is, we actually have two bad words in our house that are not the standard. One is sucks, and the other one is can't. And it's funny, our little boy's 8 years old now, and he's developed the things are lame or they suck. You know, this sucks or that sucks or whatever. So before he can complain about anything, he has to come up with three positives, three good things that happen in his day before he can tell us about any of the negative things in his day. And usually it's funny, by the time we get through even the second positive thing, you've forgotten whatever the negative thing was, and we've moved on. So that's a huge thing that we do, and it's funny because it works for an 8-year-old, but it also works for adults too. Like I even for a while there, when I felt myself probably about a year ago kind of getting lackadaisical with my life, that I, you know, he said I knew everything and whatnot, and that arrogance kind of killed me a little bit, but I actually started wearing a rubber band around my wrist, and every time I was getting negative or not as positive about things as I could be, I'd snap myself just as, okay, stop it. Hey, stop it. You know, being negative is not helping me move forward. And I said the other thing that we don't really like to allow in our house is the word can't. It's not that you can't do anything. You have to just figure out a different way to do it. So how can I? And especially if you have the Edge Home Study course, this is a great one that Nathan Street did at the event, and it's huge. Coming up with, you know, his solution to it is, you know, come up with 20 ways to make something happen. And it's absolutely awesome, and it's a great way to just keep that brainstorming. I mean, it kind of goes back to you should always do mind teasers, crossword puzzles, things like that to keep your brain young. Well, I think brainstorming is a great way to do that. So instead of taking the negative way out, saying I can't, you know, come up with a how can I? How can I make this happen? And then other ways to just look for different ways to overcome obstacles when you get stuck. And part of that is just having an open mind and being open to new ideas and being ready to learn. But when you overcome obstacles, you know, there's great places to, like, reach out, because sometimes it's hard when you're in your own little world. You kind of get the snow blind of, okay, I've been in this scenario so long, I don't know how to get past it, or, you know, I'm not sure what to do about, you know, I might have a deal here, how do I approach it? And it's really what it comes down to is, you know, great places to go are, again, DeanGraciosi.com. There's the Rock Bottom Blueprint Resource Line. You can give them a call. Those of you that are students of the Real Estate Success Academy, what I always tell new students there is if you're not calling them once a week, especially starting out, you're obviously not working very hard. And what I mean by that is you're not putting yourself out there. You're not putting enough time out into the world to come across enough new scenarios. I mean, when we first got started, we called them probably once a day, sometimes twice a day, with just various questions that we had about what we were doing and, you know, what we need to do next. So make sure that you are putting yourself out of your comfort zone. And it kind of goes back to the saying that if you're comfortable, you're not really moving forward. You're going to be in the same, quote, bigger, comfortable situation you are a year ago, 2 years from now. So let's just make sure you're always moving forward. So going back to, again, I just want to keep hammering that you should do something every day for this real estate business. But truly starting out, you do have to treat this like a business. I mean, now I do have my business fairly automated. Now, I really can hardly work on it at all if I choose to. However, we're always trying to grow our business. Like I said, right now we're trying to expand in a couple new markets, like full-time, have the system fully running. So it's taking time and effort. And so what I like to say is you've already, you know, taken a step to improve your life. You've already chosen to make a better life with this real estate investing. And the question is more how successful you're going to be is how much time you're willing to give. You know, some people say, well, I only have a couple hours a week to get to it. That's fine, and you'll probably still be successful. It's just going to take longer than somebody who's going to dive in and put 5 to 10 hours in every day. And I'm not saying you have to do 5 to 10 hours every day, but you need to put the time in to get the results that you want. And along those lines, I've mentioned it a couple times, this can be a discouraging business, especially if you've heard the numbers. You have to make 25 offers to get one deal. And sometimes that's just hard for people. People hear the number, and they think it's fine, but then they somehow get their heart still set on one deal, and it doesn't work out, and they find it devastating. So really, really, really dive into this and work it hard. But if the results don't come overnight, you know, don't realize that it's going to take some time, especially getting started. I mean, we really did put in tons of hours getting started. In all reality, we still do between the two of us, you know, 2 to 8 hours a day, depending on what we're doing in market right now. For those of you that signed up for the Rock Bottom Blueprint, 30 Days to Cash, the Success Academy, all that, Use them. Call them. Like I said, if you're not doing it, call them once a week. Get on DeanGraciosi.com. Start sharing out there. Read posts. Learn from other people. And start a journal. And, again, going back to starting the journal or whatever it may be, I'm super proud of you for taking the steps to get the education, but make sure that you are also going out there and taking action. I get a lot of people that say, well, as soon as I read everything there is to know about building a buyer's list, then I'll start building my buyer's list. Well, in all reality, there's just no way that you can learn everything there is to know about building a buyer's list. The only way to really learn everything about building a buyer's list is to start trying to build a buyer's list. Get those obstacles. Get those yeses. Have those conversations with other investors. And that's how you learn. So definitely take the tools that you have here. So I call it like the educated school of hard knocks. You still have to go out there and take action, but at the same time, you really, really, really need to make sure that you know what you're doing to protect yourself also. So it was funny because I always tell the story that, you know, it's a good thing Chip and I said we'd never, that we decided to start investing without setting up our web page. Several people say, well, as soon as I have my website set up, then I'll start investing. And the funny thing about that is we've been doing this for 4 going on 5 years now, and we still don't have a website. So I guess if we would have said that, we either would have, we'd already have a web page by now, hopefully. Or number two, we just went out there and started doing deals, and you know what? When we're ready for a website, we'll be ready for a website. So go out there and start taking action. That's the only way to really get yourself going. Anyway, I just want to congratulate you again for taking the time to change your life right now so that you can have the life that you want in the future. And that's really have what I kind of came up with for tonight's call. Again, I wanted to spend more time on questions for this call. So what I'm going to do is give you the opportunity to ask questions. If you have a question, the moderator, we have an operator on the phone, all you have to do is hit *0, and the operator will come on, and you're able to ask any questions that you have. So if you have a question, just hit *0. And feel free, you can ask any questions about anything you'd like, a deal that you're working on, how we got started, what our obstacles are, whatever it may be, and I will do what I can to come up with an answer for you. Anybody out there want to ask a question?
There are currently no questions in the queue at this time, ma'am.
Okay. Well, again, I'll tell a little bit more about maybe how Chip and I did our first deal, just to kind of give you an idea of how we got started in the business and stuff. And if there is a question, feel free to interrupt at any time. Again, that's just *0. But when we got started, it was actually right around when we were getting married. We had tried another real estate investor, and we're in debt up to about $150,000. It was a pretty rough situation, and as I always say, not a great way to start out a marriage with that much debt. But the coaches from the Real Estate Success Academy got us signed up, and they, after our first original sign-up call, they gave us kind of three things. Number one, network with everybody, start marketing ourselves out there, and start building our buyers list. But while we were out there networking, of course, our friends that we mentioned, we were actually at a barbecue, and they said, you know, can you help us out with our house? If you're investors, we'd love your help. We tried listing our house on the market, but we owe more than it's worth. And so we really couldn't sell it without bringing a ton of money to the table. And the reason why they're selling the house is the economy had kind of turned. The husband was a handyman that wasn't getting hardly any jobs anymore. The wife had just had a baby, so she wasn't really working much, and financial strife had just hit them. So they were actually going to be moving back towards where her family was from, and they had a lot of jobs lined up for the husband there and things like that, plus additional child care and stuff. So they tried selling their house, couldn't do it. So they had just decided that they were going to have to foreclose on the property. They had accepted that that was what their life was. So they said, well, do you think we can help us? How do you think you can help us? And we're like, yeah, sure. We had no idea how to help them. Not a clue. But we're like, it's all right. It's cool. We'll get back to you tomorrow with what we have, when we have some ideas of what we can do. So we finished the barbecue, and as we're leaving the barbecue, we're calling the coaches at the Success Academy going, okay, what do we do? How do we help them out? And they said, well, that's great. You started networking. You already have a deal. But how are you guys doing on marketing yourself to others and building a buyer's list? And we were like, I don't know. So we started attending a couple of real estate investment club meetings, started posting ads on Craigslist, things like that, and I actually found an ad of an individual that all he does is short sales. And I said, great, that's what I think needs to happen. I didn't fully even understand short sales, but I was like, I think that's what needs to happen. So I called the guy up, and I said, okay, here's the people's situation. Here's where the house is located. What do you think? And he says, yeah, I could definitely help them out. And my standard fee is whatever my profit is on the deal, I pay, you know, referrals 10%. They said, well, we're investors ourselves, you know, so would you be willing to pay us 20, you know, because we can help you out with this, and this is a great deal, so you're going to make good money. And again, I'm lucky. I've always been of a, it never hurts to ask mindset.
And the guy actually agreed. He's like, yeah, you're right. It's really in that neighborhood. And, you know, they have the strife and financial situation they do. We can help write up the story and all that. I think I can make a good deal on this. Yes, I'm willing to pay you 20%. So right there, just by asking, I was able to double our profits, which is huge. That being said, then we kind of started the process. We introduced him to our friends, got the ball rolling for the short sale process. The guy was able to negotiate a short sale with the bank, move another family into the home, and our friends didn't get anything out of it other than I ended up with a short sale on their record instead of a foreclosure, which was huge for them financially, but they were just happy to be out from underneath that kind of stress. And the guy actually, I think in the long run, did throw a little money their way. He paid them to leave the refrigerator and a few other things in the house to keep the quality of the house up for a future buyer. So, when it was all said and done, he had made $22,000 on the deal. And so that meant that us, for just pretty much helping out our friends, contacting another investor and putting the two together, in all reality, maybe 2 hours worth of our time, we made $4,400. So let me tell you, when you're about $150,000, $160,000 in debt, $4,400 may sound like a lot, but it's a heck of a lot more than we are, you know, denting with the minimum payments we were making. So that was a great feeling. Any other questions out there? Go ahead and hit star zero if you have questions.
There are currently no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. Maybe a couple other stories of just different other goals and processes that we've used. Like I said, we love the mirrors, writing on mirrors for positive things. Actually, before I got on this call, since I said we watched the Smurfs movie today, I went and wrote on my little boy's mirror, I Smurf You, which we'll find disgusting and gross at the same time. But it's just a really neat tactic. Another visual thing, like I said, just accomplishing goals. One of our goals as a couple is, you know, not just a financial goal, but a fun lifestyle goal. And like I said, my husband loves baseball, and I love to travel. So we started traveling around to all the major baseball fields. And when we finished our probably fourth and fifth deal, I mean, obviously we still weren't out of debt and things like that, but, you know, we started making some money, and we were starting to pay off chunks. We decided, you know, again, we need to celebrate our success. We needed a reward. And it was happened to be the summer that Yankee Stadium and Shea Stadium were going to be torn down after that season. So we flew out to New York. So we're not even 30 years old yet. So we've never been to New York. And it was just the coolest feeling in the world to be able to go to New York City with our little boy, let him run around Central Park, see both baseball games and all of that. So that's kind of how we live our life now when it comes to, like, doing wholesale deals or assignments, which is kind of my bread and butter. We use those things as rewards. So we kind of have a map of the U.S. And, you know, we're like, hey, you know what? We haven't been to Boston yet. So probably the next wholesale deal we do, we'll probably take some of that money and set it aside towards a Boston trip in the future. And that's truly what we do. Whenever there's something we want, we have to go out and do deals. We have to go out and do real estate deals to be able to afford them, instead of just getting whatever we want. You know, it's a good motivator to push ourselves to work a little harder to get things done. So for us, that's kind of our big thing. Kind of some of the other, just kind of what our strategies and stuff are right now. As I said, the wholesaling is kind of my bread and butter. Kind of after being in debt like that, It's hard not to take the big money as soon as it comes, or take any money that it comes in a chunk and just being done with the deal. That's kind of our big strategy. And so what I like to do is wholesale deals. I like to lock up properties at a great price and pass it on to other people. I'm thrilled with any profits between $5,000 and $10,000. But my husband's reminded me that I just kind of created myself a second job. I'm only making money if I'm wholesaling. I'm only making money if I'm making the deal. So he's kind of opened my eyes so that we need to, now that we kind of are in a better financial situation,
need to start acquiring properties for cash flow. We need that passive income so that whether we're working or not, whether we're, you know, spending those 2 to 8 hours a day doing real estate, we're still collecting a check. We do have a handful of rentals right now, but not enough that it could even replace, you know, maybe my old income, but that's about it. So, again, we want to start building that up. So that's what we're trying to do when we say we want to expand into other markets. We have got a couple of rentals here, a couple of rentals in Minnesota, and we've been looking in the St. Louis area, in the Atlanta market. Just partially why we're looking at those areas is rents are still really good, and property values are low enough that you can get the good cash flow on them. As to why we kind of like St. Louis is more of a personal reason than a probably business reason. Loving baseball, my husband actually at one point lived in the greater St. Louis area and is a huge Cardinals fan. So we should be able to have properties out there so we can write off trips to watch baseball, right? So that's kind of what our focus is right now. We lock up a lot of properties with the focus of, or the original plan of buying it and holding it. However, the second we get it under contract, it's still posted out there as a wholesale deal. If somebody's going to pay me $5,000 to $10,000 to take it off my hands, you know, right away, oftentimes I'll still assign it. Again, I don't think that's a bad way to go because every time we collect a little bit more money, we're that much closer to buying a few more properties to buy and hold. So that's at least our general strategy for the next probably 5 years or so while the economy tries to bring its way back. Are there any questions out there?
Currently no questions in the queue at this time.
All right. Well, again, the biggest thing when it comes to real estate is, number one, congratulations first to yourself for going out there and taking action. Just the fact that you signed up for any of these programs or got some educational tools to move you ahead is key. Like I said, we made the mistake beforehand of attempting real estate without the proper education or tools, and we got ourselves into a world of hurt. But that being said, get as much education as you can and just break it off in chunks. Assign yourself something to read every single day or a video to watch or, you know, make yourself post some ads every single day to move yourself forward, and you're going to learn twice as much. Use all the resources you have. It says call the coaches, call the Rock Bottom Blueprint helpline, go on DeanGraciosi.com, all of those, and you'll learn tons. They can barely keep up, like I said, the cash in 30 days little blog that they have on there. I can barely keep up with it. I mean, every time I log back in, there's another 30 to 50 posts, so I got to kind of scan through it to see what's going on. And, I mean, there's tons of great information out there, so definitely get out there and take advantage of those. And with that, if there's no other questions, I'll let you guys go, but I really appreciate you calling in and taking action. And next week we'll start with a little bit more meat and potatoes again. We're going to focus on the power team and maybe some out-of-the-box ways to build a buyer's list. So any questions anybody has on building a buyer's list, definitely bring them to next week's call. All right, one last chance. Any questions out there? If you do, just hit *0.
Currently no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, if there's no questions, I'll let you go, and I will tune in with you guys all next week. Again, we're going to dive into to building a buyer's list and why that's kind of the most important part of the real estate business. Me, number one, it's how you get the deals done. Whenever you lock up a good deal or have a good property, that's who you flip it to. But also just having a couple good buyers on your list does so much for raising your confidence level, and confidence is extremely important when it comes to this business and being successful. So with that, I'll give you guys one last chance to ask questions, and other than that, have yourself a great evening.
All right, everyone. Well, I hope you had a great evening. Hopefully you got a few ideas out of here, and I'd like you to sit down and kind of take assessment of what your goals are, where you want to see yourself, and give yourself tasks for the rest of the week so that you're ready to dive in next Monday. Thanks so much, everyone, and have a great night.
Thank you for calling Black and White Communications. We now offer webinars to enhance your audio conferencing. To learn more about this product,
you are currently the only participant in the conference.